Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and I hope to equip and encourage you as we talk about healthy exercise, ergonomics, posture, and practical self-care strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. So if you, your family, or your colleagues spend a fair bit of time at your desk or using screens, tune in because this podcast is for you. Hi there, I'm physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and welcome to episode 2 of the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm so excited to be talking to you today about the risks of sitting a lot and the easiest ways we can combat them. It's really astounding how in the last decade really, the statistics are now telling us that we're sitting on average about 12 hours a day, and this level is rising. So last decade, we were talking more about the time we were spending sitting being up around the 7 to 8 hour a day mark. And now the evidence is coming out telling us that we're sitting even more than that, roughly 12 hours a day for most of us. If you think about the time that we're getting in the car, traveling to and from school or work, then we sit for our school or our work, and then we come home. But then the difference is the amount of time we're spending sitting after hours in our downtime, our social time, actually not moving, but sitting perhaps in front of screens or on electronic devices. And I would hazard a guess, and yes, there is evidence to back me up, that that is why all of a sudden in the last decade or so, the trend is rising that we are spending so much more time sitting. This was even more evident when COVID hit last year and suddenly so many of us were thrust even more at home and there was less time commuting to school or work and there was less time moving in our everyday environment. If we were used to being in a school environment, we have to move between classes and move in break times. If we're used to being in a work environment, an office environment, we were used to moving around that environment, even just to get there and then moving around it and getting and talking to people and conversing with others. Even in other industries where people are on their feet a little bit more, so many of those people were really pushed away from gathering in a workplace and spending more time working from home. You might have been among those people. I think we also realized how much time we were spending in incidental exercise, just moving around, say, shopping centers where we'd go and get our groceries, and all of a sudden that was really taken away or reduced significantly, gathering in meetings, gathering in other environments where we just had to leave the home, get there, get out of our car, or however we were getting there, meet there, come home. All that was taken away, and we were spending so much more time on screens that our level of what we call incidental exercise, exercise we don't even think about doing, it's moving, it's standing, it's getting up away from our chair and away from our screen, that was significantly increased. And that started to back up the evidence that's been emerging in the health and the scientific community in the last couple of decades, that that incidental exercise, that really low level exercise or movement, is so important for our health, super important for our health. You might have even experienced the fact that that lack of incidental movement has led to COVID kilos. So there's been lots of talk in the last few months about people emerging from their isolation period and they're starting to realize that they've put on a bit of weight. Now, there's a reason for that, which I will share with you in a minute. So I also wanted to share with you just a quick little scary statistic that we're now realizing that our physical inactivity across the globe is becoming the fourth highest risk factor for morbidity, or, well, that's death. And that's so sad because it's a really easily preventable factor that we can influence ourselves once we understand how we can easily incorporate a little bit more movement into our day. We can definitely start to do something about that, and I'll give you some guidelines throughout this episode on what we can do. The reasons for that high level of risk that comes with inactivity or sedentary lifestyle is because of what it does to our metabolism. So that not only would we be sitting and putting pressure on our musculoskeletal system, we typically think about sitting and how it can hurt our bodies with strain on our backs, necks, shoulders, all the different strain that comes in our musculoskeletal system from sitting for a long time, but it has a major effect on our overall health of our heart, of our kidneys, of our lungs, and our whole metabolic system. So then we're at risk of things like diabetes, of cancer, of other heart, kidney, lung conditions, and things that could have been preventable if we just didn't spend so much time sitting. There's actually been a really long-term study done in America by the Cancer Society there. And that was done over a long period of time, 13 years. It was a huge population of people, over 120,000 people that they studied in that time. And the statistics coming in out of that showed that people that had been sitting for more than 6 hours a day, out of those people, 94% of women were more likely to die in the 13 years of that study than people who didn't sit for more than 6 hours a day. And 48% of the men studied during that period that had sat for more than 6 hours a day were likely to die during the period of that study. So that's alarming statistics. And I'm hoping not to scare you, but to give you a little bit of a wake-up call about how important it is that we don't sit for any length of time. So there is, thankfully, something we can easily do. It doesn't have to take a lot of time, but we need to acknowledge that that low level of movement is super important to keep our metabolic rate up. So let's have a little talk about metabolism. Now, metabolism, as I'd explain it to students in a classroom, yes, during a well-being lesson, not a science lesson. I'm not a science teacher. I'm a physiotherapist. In a well-being lesson, we talk about the fact that metabolism really, in a nutshell, is us taking our oxygen into our lungs and then taking our food into our bodies. And then our body, amazingly at a cellular level, uses that to produce fuel. And the rate at which the fuel is produced for our system, our brain to work, our body to move, and our whole system to function, the rate at which the fuel is produced is referring to our metabolic rate, or how fast or slow our metabolism is. So if our metabolic rate is churning along really nicely and humming at a great rate, the fuel's going to be produced well enough and come out quickly enough for us to be inspired and energized to move, to think, and to function at our best. But when our metabolism has slowed right down, then we start to feel sluggish in our body because our fuel isn't being produced at a quick enough level for us to really feel great. So our movement is not so efficient. Our brain is definitely not working as efficiently as it should be. And we feel overall really lethargic, really tired. And that's why after we've been sitting for a long time, we start to feel really tired. I often say to kids in a classroom, who's ever fallen asleep at their desk? Or who's ever fallen asleep in the car? Or who's ever fallen asleep in front of the TV? Lots of us have, I'm sure. But we don't usually fall asleep when we're up and about, when we're particularly playing an activity or a sport. We definitely don't fall asleep then. We usually feel more energized, particularly when we've finished. We're like, oh, we're so glad we did that. We got off our backsides and did it. But when we've been sitting for more than an hour, our metabolism slows right down. And so it's not functioning so well. So having now thought about the fact that if we're sitting hours and hours and hours on end, that just creeps into even a greater perspective where the slow rate of metabolism is compounded and we start to function at an even slower rate. And that slower, lower level of metabolism can be what really compounds and impacts on our health. Because day after day, if we're sitting for more than an hour without moving, our metabolism is getting used to being so much slower. I often have people saying, oh, why do I feel so yuck in the afternoon, that afternoon slump? It could be because you've been sitting for a while and your brain and your body has just wound right down, and all of a sudden you just don't have your energy being produced at such a great rate that you would feel inspired, energized, creative, productive, all those things. And we get that nasty afternoon slump, or maybe you get a mid-morning slump, or maybe you get a get home from work after you've just driven home slump. It's different for everybody, but we just tend to really feel it in our body, and our health over time definitely feels it. And we would often see it in weight gain, and we'd often feel it in lower energy levels and more strain on our body. So our brain, our body, our overall health, it's detrimental for us to sit more than an hour. Now, there's an amazing professor, Professor Alan Hedge in the UK, who's done so much research into what happens when we sit. And he's really found that the best way for us to combat this side effect, this unhealthy side effect of sitting long term and for hours and hours and on end, is to move a little bit and move often, to change positions. There's a lot of people researching this, but he's got a huge body of work out there. So you can look up Professor Alan Hedge. And he has really come up with what I find is a great little guideline for us just to take on board is about how often we should be sitting, standing, and moving. And he's put it into a little cycle that helps us to really just have a quick little thing that we can refer to when we want to understand how often we should sit, stand, and move. Because let's face it, sitting is important. We do our best work at sitting often because we're conditioned to be able to focus really well when we're sitting, and also to be able to use our postural muscles well for typing and setting ourselves up well is a topic for another day. But when we've been sitting for about 20 minutes, that is the optimal amount of time for sitting. Then if we've got an option to stand for 8 minutes, that's even better because we can sit for 20 and focus, then we can stand for 8. Now, this is where sit to stand workstations come into their fore and are amazing for you to be able to quickly and easily just lift your station, whether it's electronically or physically, or shift where you're at to a standing station to be able to then stand for about 8 minutes. And then the last part of that half hour cycle would be to move for 2 minutes. So if we look at the overall cycle, it's for every half hour, we should sit for 20 minutes, stand for 8 minutes, and move for 2 minutes. And I love to sort of sum that up for people because it's often not very easy for us to sit, stand, and move that often. But even if you just do 2 minutes of movement every half hour, that's going to help you boost your brain and your body to get the best out of your body and your mind so that you feel and function your best at your desk. So have a little think about how you tend to work at your best. Are you tending to sit more? Do you tend to stand more than that? Do you tend to move much at all throughout your day? So while that is a great gold standard, sit for 20, stand for 8, move for 10, or even if you don't have a standing option for work, even if you just do sitting in half hour blocks and move for 2 minutes, even if you just do that and sprinkle lots of little bits of movement in throughout your day, have a think about how you might incorporate that little bit of extra movement and that little bit of extra standing into your day. How might it be feasible for you? Because we do actually have to get some work done, most of us. So we do have to spend a bit of time in focused work. And we'll talk about reminders for this in another episode. But have a little seed planted in your mind today about how you could sprinkle a little bit of movement and perhaps a little bit more standing into your everyday while you were sitting at your desk or while you were studying, while you're doing some learning. How can you just incorporate a little bit of extra movement, particularly the 2 minute movement breaks every half hour if you can, to get your body going and really break. So that's enough to break those that cycle of sitting that then causes such unhealthy side effects that really add up over time. So I hope that's been a little bit inspiring for you and also enlightening about how it doesn't have to be a huge amount that you do, just a little bit is enough to really turn around your productivity and your health, and it helps you take strain off your body, which is something that I'm so passionate about because I see so many people that have spent years adding strain to their bodies by not moving enough and not positioning themselves well enough. So it's no surprise that I actually have a little resource for you. It's a free video that I've done that are my 4 favorite desk exercises. So these are exercises that you can actually do sitting at your desk. Yes, there are ways that you can effectively move without even getting up. So getting up for your standing bit or getting up to move away from your desk is super important and it's super essential, but it's not always as feasible. You can't always get up, especially if you're in a meeting or a Zoom call or you're doing something where it's really focused work that's necessary or study time or even in exams, you can't get up and away from your desk. So there are little ways that I've put together these great movements. They're specifically targeted for energizing your body and getting it moving. They're also designed to reverse the slouched posture that we tend to get into after we've been sitting for a while. So they're particularly good for opening up our chest, getting our back and our shoulders into a better position to improve our posture and our flexibility. And they also help switch on our anti-slouching muscles that is hugely pain relieving. So the exercises definitely target the pain relieving muscles at the back of your neck, shoulders, and lower back area so that you can start to feel amazing and get rid of stiffness and soreness and sluggishness when you're sitting at your desk. So if you would like to grab that free resource, just head over to my website. It's www.kimsiddonsphysio. And Kim Siddons is KYMSIDDONS Physio, PHYSIO, or one word, kimsiddonsphysio.com.au. Grab that free resource. I'd love to share that with you just to get you started in a couple of minutes worth of really targeted movement. They're specially designed to be able to be done at your desk quickly and easily to get the best bang for your buck in terms of movement, stretching, flexibility, and pain relief, which is what we all would love to feel so that we can really feel amazing at our desks sitting. Now, I wanted to dispel one little myth while we're at it, and I'll talk more in another episode about this, but people that tend to exercise a lot often think that their exercise they do outside of work time or study time, learning time, offsets the amount of time they spend sitting. And I'm afraid that's not true. Yes, while your metabolic rate might be a bit higher because you exercise more frequently, unfortunately, a block of exercise before or after, or maybe in the middle of work, is fantastic for all sorts of reasons, cardiovascular health and our body health, our strength and our flexibility, but it doesn't, unfortunately, offset the metabolic side effects of sitting for hours and hours and hours and hours on end. It does, of course, help with mental health as well to do that sort of exercise. It's fantastic in lots of ways, but it doesn't get you off the hook from moving more often. I would love to hear your thoughts on what you think about moving more often. And I'd also love to hear any questions you might have, because I know that having had that little guideline thrust upon you, you may not have heard it before, about how a little bit of movement every half hour is so important. And it's even better if you can sprinkle a little bit of standing in there. But every half hour, that can be quite overwhelming if you're not used to moving so much. So I would love to help support you if you've got questions around that. Just don't feel too confronted by the fact that you may be a long way away from having been moving every half hour. And be encouraged in the fact that even a little bit, so starting somewhere is better than not starting at all. So even if you find it almost impossible to move every half hour, even if you start by moving every hour, or maybe you think, I can only really move halfway through my morning and halfway through my afternoon. Well, if that's more than you've been doing, then start there. I really want to encourage you and not condemn you for not moving. I want to encourage you to, wherever you're at, just start sprinkling in a little more of a posture changes than what you've been doing, a little more movement than what you've been doing. That's far better than nothing. And I really hope that you'll reach out to me with any questions that you've got around that, because I'm more than happy to answer them for you. And I really hope that you'll go over and grab that free resource about the best exercises you can do at your desk. So you've got some great things up your sleeve to tap into, some tools that will help inspire you to use your 2 minutes of movement really effectively, even in times when you can't get up and away from your desk. So that's it from me from today. And I look forward to speaking with you next time about another great topic around helping ourselves being fit to sit so we can feel and function our best at our desk and beyond. Bye for now.